Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Around P&K Equipment, it's always tractor season. We're really proud of our John Deere lineup because it's stacked with capability and versatility, and it's changing what it means to own your tractor. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K Experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today, or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K.
It's more than just some nuisance lawsuits against some hog farms in North Carolina. Three cases have already been decided by juries, another 23 cases yet to go. The Texas trial lawyer that's put them together has crafted carefully a story of abuse against local neighbors, nuisance claims that have been filed. And they're not really suing the local farmer, but instead they're suing the company that he does business with, Smithfield. Pork industry executive Roy Lee Lindsay says this is not just a hog problem, it's an agriculture problem, these attacks on how we do business down on the farmer ranch.
What we're seeing is farms that have been in operation, some for 30 plus years, completely in compliance with the rules and the laws of the state of North Carolina, never a complaint filed against the farm, never a complaint filed on anything, and suddenly I'm going to come in and sue you, and juries are saying, yeah, you're a nuisance because you're a farmer. And that's really what it amounts to. You got noise because you've got trucks delivering animals. You've got dust because you've got trucks running down the road. You've got odor that comes from animal production. Animal production is going to create odor. We haven't figured out how to keep that from happening anywhere in the world. And yet we're having juries award multi-million dollar verdicts against the industry. And at the end of the day, the result has been that those farms are just no longer in business. And so as we look down the road and you start thinking about your ability to walk in the grocery store and buy a package of bacon or to buy some pork chops, think about what happens when that package is not there for you to go in and get, or when that price is significantly higher because we're having to add technology that's not economically feasible for the farms, when we're having to add or having to reduce our herd size because we've got to move farther away from where people might be. Again, when you're the farmer and you're doing everything the law says you're supposed to do, when you're doing everything the rules and the regulations say you're supposed to do, and you've been in operation for 30 years in some cases with never a complaint, and suddenly a jury says you're a nuisance to your neighbor, I mean, I think there's a problem there.
In the three cases decided thus far, the juries have said Smithfield owes millions of dollars in damages. Once the judge finalizes the verdict, they plan an appeal. During the month of September, the Oklahoma Beef Council running an online BQA challenge for all Oklahoma beef producers who receive their national BQA online certification. Producers will be entered into a drawing to win prizes, including ball caps and four $100 winners and one grand prize winner of $500. You can sign up to get involved with BQA at www.bqa.org. You must complete your certification by the end of September to be entered to win. You've got farm news on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cow herd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers, and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.